Hello and welcome to another week of Oxcast. We have an Oxford Events podcast overflowing with seasonal stuff for you.
It is Wednesday the 27th of November. I'm going to be talking about festive seasonal activities. You took my line. I'm also going to be talking about soup, nudity and celebrity.
Three things that I find I best enjoyed together. I'm going to be talking about Thanksgiving in a very faux American accent. Are we still doing that?
No. I'm always up for that.
Okay. I'm also going to be talking about Christmas music and Shappy Korsandi.
Great. Well, kick us off. What's on tonight?
Well, speaking of festive music, it's an Indian concert, obviously. I'm not sure Christmas is a big thing in India, but this is a chance to add a little exoticism before we dive straight into the morass of carols and Christmas hits. It's at the Hollywood Music Room. It's on tonight, Wednesday, and it is an Indian concert featuring the sitar, Indian cello, and tabla.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
I think it's going to be a really interesting selection. Yeah, if you're a fan of Indian music, or indeed the late 60s work of George Harrison, this is definitely one for you. Tickets are just £5, so brilliant chance to go and see something a bit exotic, a little bit offbeat, in the Hollywell Music Room. That's tonight. And if you really, really like it, I should mention that you can now learn the ancient art of Hindustani singing in Oxford, of all things.
As a regular class?
As a regular class, yes. And the next one is on tomorrow night, Thursday. It's at St. Cross College. And if you like it, you can keep going. To be honest, it sounds like the sort of skill that I can't see many occasions when you'd be breaking it out, but when you did, people would be impressed.
It is a party trick like no other.
Exactly.
And moving on to Thursday, I believe we're going from India to Iran.
Well, you could say that, Anais, but Shappy Korsandi, who we are talking about, is British. She just happens to be the daughter of an exiled Iranian poet. I think that's a very important distinction to make, although, of course, she does make a lot of references to being part Iranian in her comedy. Anyway, she's at the Glee Club tomorrow night with a new show. It's called An Evening with Shappy Korsandi. And although you may, well, of course, you've probably seen her on, you know,
Live at the Apollo.
Live at the Apollo, How I Got News for You, all the other chat shows. She's young, she's pretty, she's funny, good combos. But she's actually kind of moving a bit away from that kind of fluffy, safe, middle-class comedy that I think a lot of people have pegged her in this niche as. This is her new show, and it's about an eight-month fling with an indie musician that rather turned kind of sordid and psychologically abusive. So it's basically kind of dissecting what she calls an addiction of a relationship, and it's definitely adding a kind of bit of a hard edge.
It does sound a bit edgier.
Yeah, it's definitely
kind of jokes about her sort of younger sister and that kind of thing.
Exactly, about how she was a fat kid. I think there's still some of that there. Apparently she gets out an exercise book and goes through it and kind of makes fun of her younger self, as we all do. Ourselves, not Shappy Korsandi's younger self, obviously. But yeah, so that's going to be on tomorrow night. It's at the Glee Club at 6:45 p.m.
Really cool comedian to be having coming to Oxford and to the Glee Club as
really
well.
It really is, yeah. And it's really nice, I think, to see a whole set from a comedian. Often, like, at the Glee Club, you get kind of little bits, which is wonderful in its own way. But it's good to have, like, time where a comedian can really kind of, like, charm you and take you inside a longer story.
Also on Thursday, moving to the Pegasus on the other side of town, it's a double bill of contemporary dance. The first part is called Eden, and it's been choreographed by a company called Goddard Nixon. And if anyone saw Dracula at the Northwell Arts Centre a couple of weeks ago, Jonathan Goddard was playing Dracula.
Oh, so, and that got incredible reviews,
and that
didn't
was
it?
That was beautiful.
You saw it.
I saw that and yeah, really enjoyed it, and I'm going to see his work now at the Pegasus.
he made a fan of you for life.
Exactly. So he danced in Dracula, but he's choreographed this new piece. Mm-hmm. If you like the way he moved, then I imagine that's going to be kind of input.
I saw trailers for that, and it just looked crazy, almost supernatural movement, I thought.
It's really, really beautiful stuff. Really nice contemporary dance as well, which, again, you can't see all over the place. The second piece is by Company Chameleon, and they're a bit more dance theatre, so if contemporary dance sounds a bit scary to you, dance theatre is a bit kind of more open.
Oh no, contemporary dancer!
Their piece is called Pictures We Make, and it's four dancers who'll be questioning relationships and shared experience, so something kind of quite open-ended and room for interpretation and your own input there, so that's really nice. And both new pieces are being accompanied by original scores, so it's going to be a really unique evening, all new, and it's at the Pegasus on Thursday from 7:30 p.m.
Forget cutting, this is the bleeding edge of modern theatre. Anyway, if you'd rather dance than watch dance, you see my elegant segue that I did there.
Beautiful work.
You can go along to the O2 Academy, also on Thursday night, Pat Thursday, to see the band Wild Beasts. They are an indie rock band. They were Mercury nominated in 2009, but you know,
I think anybody who's been Mercury nominated still has a bit of street cred for it.
Exactly, still has something going for them. You wouldn't not go and see a film because the actor won an Oscar in like 2003 or something, would you?
No, unless it wasn't actually Read and Like.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Anyway, back to Wild Beasts. They're touring with songs from a newish album called Smother. They're distinguished, if you haven't run across them before, by catchy guitar riffs and kind of falsetto singing from their frontman. It's a bit of a weird mix, but if you like kind of offbeat, poppy, sort of weirdly intriguing songs, they're on at the O2 Academy on Thursday night.
I've been browsing for some festive activities to get us in the mood for Christmas.
Christmas is coming, guys. Brace yourselves.
I've stumbled across two wreath-making workshops that sound brilliant. It's something I used to love doing with my granny when I was younger.
Wreath-making?
Yes. You know, making the circular wreath you hang on your door.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, really fun.
I thought we were going a bit morbid there for a second.
No. So, on Thursday, florist Kate Griffiths will be at Oxfork on Magdalen Road from 6 to 8pm, and she's leading a wreath-making workshop. And the session does include tea and cake.
Mm-hmm.
And browsing Katie's website and the kind of things she makes, it looks like they're going to be extremely tasteful, sophisticated wreaths. You're going to want to Pinterest them the minute you've done them. It's £45 for the evening and you need to book by emailing Katie. Then on Saturday, the Harcourt Arboretum also have a workshop, and this one's running from 10:30am to 1pm. Mm-hmm. And you get to use all the natural materials provided by the Arboretum and by the Botanic Garden.
That's rather beautiful.
Exactly. So there's really exciting materials you can use, like berries and dried fruits and feathers and pine cones. And all the materials are included, and that one's £30 for the kind of morning and afternoon. And then you get to take home your wreath and have it all beautiful and ready for Christmas.
Hanging up on your door. Speaking of approaching Christmas, how about a seasonal holiday we don't really celebrate in the UK? I'm talking about Thanksgiving, the celebration of the time when the pilgrims arrived in America and killed some Indians. My history on this spot is a little bit patchy.
It's just turkey, it's just Christmas early in America.
Early turkey. But anyway, you might be wondering if you were, for example, an expatriate American living in Oxford, where you can celebrate Thanksgiving. I've got just the place picked out for you. It's the Royal Blenheim Pub, which is a really, really good pub. In fact, I almost don't want to tell you about it because it's at the moment sort of quite pleasant and secluded.
Slightly off the beaten road.
It is.
Nice.
You can find it behind the Westgate Shopping Centre, but don't be put off. It is really beautiful, real ales, run by the White Horse Brewery. And they are, because they have a kind of slightly American connection, they show a lot of American sports, they are offering turkey dinners on Thursday.
Wow.
And in the evening, they will be broadcasting the American rugby, as I am going to call it, which I gather it is the American tradition to watch as they slump on the sofas in their post-prandial stupor.
Lovely.
Mm. What about else on Thursday night?
Well, something which is on from now until Sunday, which we spoke about last week, is the Oxford City Music Festival. And there are about half a dozen or more gigs every day between now and then. And that's including indie rock, tribute bands, folky singer-songwriters, there's country, there's acoustic, there's everything. Basically, loads of really great local bands in some of the best music venues over the next 4 days. It started last week, and if you haven't really made the most of this, it's an awesome winter festival. It's all local, and you can find all the gig listings on dailyinfo.co.uk.
Yeah, particularly one to watch out for Friday night. I know we mentioned it last week, but it's so good. Go and see the headliners on playing in the O2 Academy. They start at 6pm, actually start at 6pm. So go along and see that. They're playing, there's the Guggenheim and a bunch of other fantastic Oxford.
And now we're going to have our resident arty European film expert, Orla, coming in.
Oh, well, I've also got a Filipino film as well, so...
You're international.
Yeah, exactly.
Your areas of expertise stretch wide and in differing, bizarre directions. Anyway, tell us about the European ones.
Yeah, so award season is upon us, and that means that... a whole load of Oscar bait films are out in the cinemas.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, including all the foreign language submissions. So, starting with the Belgian submission for this year's Oscars, The Broken Circle Breakdown is at the UPP this week, and it's basically about a Flemish couple who move to America, and they play a whole load of bluegrass, and it's about their passions for their music, their faith, each other, and also their daughter, and it's about their sort of strained relationship over 7 years. It's supposed to be really good. Probably going to get a nomination.
Lots of lovely bluegrass music in there, obviously.
Apparently an incredible soundtrack, so I think that one will be really good. It's at the UPP on Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday and Thursday. Moving on to French cinema, there are two at the Phoenix this week. Blue is the Warmest Colour, which probably a lot of people will have heard of. It won the Palme d'Or at Cannes this year. It's about 3 hours long, so be warned when you go in.
But hopefully it can keep people interested, because what's it 3 hours of?
Lesbian romance.
There we go.
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be like a really nice romance story, and obviously quite incredible.
Coming of age kind of thing as well, isn't
it?
So finding yourself.
Yeah, exactly, all of those things. And a sort of on a similar kind of direction, Jeune et Jolie, which is also the Phoenix all week, is about a teenage prostitute. and I think it's a little bit risque as well. I think it's a girl who decides to sort of lose her virginity and then is a bit underwhelmed by it all and then decides to go into prostitution.
We've all been there.
Yes, with some strange results. But yeah, that should be good as well. Those are both playing sort of various screenings every day at the Phoenix all week. And then moving on to my Filipino film, Metro Manila. And this is actually the British submission for the Best Foreign Language Film, the Oscars. It's in Filipino and Tagalog. And I think it's got a British director and British funding and stuff like that. And it's about a guy who moves from the rural setting into Manila in the Philippines, the big capital, in search of a better life, and gets a job as a security firm sort of bodyguard, and then it all goes a bit untoward. He maybe has to do some things that he doesn't really want to do and whatever. So that one should be really good as well, and that's at the Phoenix on Tuesday at 5:30.
Sorry, can I just check with you as our resident film expert, am I to understand then that for the Oscars each country gets to submit one foreign language film and the Academy judge it?
So in other words, apparently one good film coming out of every country.
I was just going to say, so the Oscars is basically, okay, this is all cinema, i.e. American cinema, and then we'll look at there's one good film in the world.
Exactly.
Rest of the world.
Those two brilliant French films, neither of them are the French submission this year. It's Renoir that we talked about a few weeks ago on the podcast, in fact. But, I mean, both of those will be overlooked, which is, like, unbelievable, really.
And they'll go to all the indie festivals, though, because they've already done the outdoor. They'll go to, kind of, the Toronto and all the smaller ones and get loads of awards. Those small ones to make up for the one big one.
Quantity.
I also do like that Britain gets to submit a foreign language film to America. They've turned the tables on us there.
Yep, Britain is the home of all good Filipino cinema, apparently. So there you go.
Thank you, Orla.
No worries.
If you want more details on any of the films that were mentioned by our resident film expert, just go to dailyinfo.co.uk. We have listings of every film that's on in Oxford, most films that are on in Oxfordshire, and all sorts of events and other things for you to do.
You can also find a job on Daily Info, or you can look for somewhere to live. Moving on to Saturday, there is a great gig at the O2 Academy. It's the alt rockers from New Zealand, Naked and Famous.
Also describes us, naturally.
Naked and Famous. We are clothed and unknown, really. But they're from New Zealand, which I think already gives them a lot of cool points. And they make really summery music. It's a bit like MGMT, lots of synths, that kind of thing, really fun. And loads of their music's also used in TV shows and films. So a lot of it sounds really familiar and new, even though it won't be. But I quite like that about it as well. It's really kind of ingrained from having seen it on all the TV shows ever. And they're on a huge tour at the moment, and they're just finishing their European leg over the next few days. So Oxford's one of the last places you can see them. Exactly, before they jet off to America, and then who knows when they'll be back. So really, really good chance to go and see them. It's great music for a Saturday night. Really fun, really dancey. It starts from 6 p.m. at the O2 Academy.
Of course, perhaps rather you'd sit quietly in your seats and listen appreciatively to the music. And if that's the case, have I got the concert for you? in all seriousness, it's going to be really good. It's the Oxford Harmonic Society, not harmonica. I also was concerned
Isn't one, we have to start one of those.
You can do that yourself and do your Bob Dylan-inspired little riffs. No, you are not allowed to do it on the podcast. Anyway, the Oxford Harmonic Society are presenting a beautiful selection of flute and vocal music on Saturday night. There's going to be lots of Christmas-themed music, naturally. Their seasonal selection includes some popular classics like Vaughan Williams's Fantasia. There'll also be music from Charpentier, Monteverde, and Fauré, if you know your seasonal classical music. Anyway, that's at 7:30 on Saturday in the Oxford Town Hall.
On to Sunday. I love discovering new events in Oxford, and especially when they aim to empower local community groups and involve soup. And let me tell you, this Sunday at the South Oxford Community Centre, two of my interests are being combined in what is called Project Soup. It's from 5 till 8 p.m. this Sunday, the South Oxford Community Centre. And the deal is, you go along for the wholesome soup and bread, and then four community groups pitch their project, and it can be cultural, environmental, social, anything. And then there's time for questions and discussion, there's a bit of live music, and then everyone attending gets a vote. And the winner takes all the money from the tickets and profits from the night. So it's quite similar to the Create events we've talked about before, which are run by the Council for Arts Projects. And it's only £4 and should be really interesting, because it's a really good way to learn about what community action is kind of being sought and being taken in the area, and also a way of supporting those groups. And it's just launching. They have Project Soups in other places, and the Oxford Hub are bringing it. So it's, I think, a student group kind of starting it up. And it sounds brilliant, a really nice thing for a Sunday evening.
Yeah.
And it does involve soup.
I love that this is part of our intellectual landscape now, the whole crowdfunding thing.
Microfunding, that's the kind of more, because you've got the online crowdfunding, which is a really big deal. And if you're not supporting the UPP with their some like it's soft campaign, I suggest you look it up and do support them. I'm all about the funding.
You're all about the fundraising today. Of course, if you wanted to spend any money on Daily Info while you were there, you know, we wouldn't be averse to that. But no, it's fine, you know, because the UPP probably needs it more. While you're on Daily Info, why not take a look this week at something that we'll be launching on Sunday, the 1st of December. It's our brand new spanking advent calendar.
Yay!
I genuinely think this is quite cool. Basically, you'll see a link on our homepage. Every day we will have a brand new puzzle for you to solve. I'm not going to give anything away just yet, but suffice to say that if you go there, you will find not just a puzzle, but also a wonderful suggestion of somewhere to do your Christmas shopping. Check it out from Sunday.
So this week I've been to yet another family Christmas show, and I'm here to tell you all about it.
I'm glad that someone has taken the pantomime-shaped bullet for us, for this duo
it
here.
It is a great bullet to take. I went to go see The Adventures of Pinocchio, which is playing at the Watermill Theatre in Newbury, which is a stunning place. I honestly think one day it's going to be taken over and be turned into a spa. Because it's just like
what higher recommendation could that be?
Going there is like going on a retreat. It's beautiful. No. So, The Adventures of Pinocchio. I really liked the fact that in the show, the writers have kind of gone back to the Italian traditional tale of Pinocchio and really rooted their adaptation in its cultural origins. So there's lots of Italian accents. Mm-hmm. And also in the programme, you can learn a bit of Italian, which is pretty fun. But it's quite nice that it's kind of stayed in that context. And that really adds to its sort of charm.
And it's got sort of, is this like fun puppetry? What's going on here? How are they doing the sort of fun effects?
There's some magic tricks, but Pinocchio himself is originally a puppet and then turns into a boy, but he's not a real boy.
Spoiler alert!
Only when he's a real boy, that's when he knows how to care about others. It's very heartwarming, very playful, very colourful, a really, really nice Christmas show. It's on until the 5th of January, and you can see daily info for all the times and dates.
For our last event, I've got a great musical show for next week. It's by a group called Opera Anywhere. I believe we've mentioned them before. They are a local company, and they take opera into unconventional spaces that you wouldn't normally see it and do kind of interesting performances, including on punts in the summer. You may occasionally see them punting along, giving a little song. But, of course, it being winter, they are moving indoors, and you can see them doing their new seasonal show. It's called Amal and the Night Visitors. This was the first opera ever composed for television back in the 1950s.
Oh, right. It's quite a modern one.
Absolutely, yeah. Right in 1951, I think. And basically the story of Amal, who is a crippled young boy who lives in first century Palestine. Stop me if you've heard this one before. His life is turned upside down by meeting three kings who are carrying gifts en route to a very special birthday. Spoiler alert, it's Jesus. It's always Jesus. But Opera Anywhere promises a show full of wonder, mystery, and of course, music, all in under an hour. And they're performing in...
Wow.
I know, it's a quick turnaround, this opera.
Condensed opera as well.
They are performing on Tuesday night in the wonderful Norrington Room of Blackwell's Bookshop. Beautiful, beautiful space. And they're going to take it over and give some lovely Christmassy music. That's at 7:30. Then, if you want to move on into next week, they're going to be on Sunday in the village of Marcham in All Saints Church. You can just search Opera Anywhere on dailyinfo.co.uk for full listings of those shows. Anyway, that's it for this week's Oxcast. If you want to see more wonderful events that are on in Oxfordshire, you can, of course, go to www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also find jobs or find rooms to live in or houses or flats to rent. And recently we have launched a new system where you can log into Daily Info using your Facebook.
On the other hand, if you think that Facebook ought to stay on Facebook, you can find us there too. Just search Daily Info Oxford on Facebook or follow us at Daily Info Oxford on Twitter.